unto you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, what's there to be done after you've created a restaurant empire? What's next after you've put together a business model that brings in $75 million a year? What do you do with yourself after you've created something that pays you $5 million a year? You've been named by GQ magazine a man of the year. You've been tagged by Time magazine as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. You've received an award as the top chef in the world. So what's left to do? For Jose Ramon Andreas Porta, it was doing some of the stuff he knew to do best. So I did a little math, as I'm wont to do, because I just love math. So, if, for instance, you had a family of four, and for 60 years, you provided for them three meals a day, every day, for those 60 years, you would have created somewhere around 263,000 individual meals. It's a lot of meals. A lot of food. So how about creating 2.2 million meals in 1 year? Or 80,000 meals in 2 weeks? That's what Jose Andreas has done. In his quest to figure out what he should do next, Jose Andreas came up with this idea of helping people in need by going to places that have been beset by natural disasters and setting forth a mechanism of creating mobile emergency kitchens to provide food for both victims and responders. When Maria hit Puerto Rico, Andreas was there. And he set up five mobile kitchens throughout that area, throughout that commonwealth, and over this past year, they have provided 2.2 million meals for free to people who needed them. When Flo came ashore in the Carolinas, he was there. Three kitchens. In the past 2 weeks, 80,000 meals. Somewhere along the line, Jose Andreas got the idea that he had been so blessed by God that he needed to give something back. And he didn't create anything new. He just simply took what God had blessed him with and used those gifts to be able to go out and create something to be able to help the society in which he lived. Simply finding a way to give thanks for what God had blessed him with. To be a servant. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus is telling the disciples, if you want to be first, you got to be last. You need to be a servant. Now that's contrary to everything the world knows and understands, and certainly contrary to what Ricky Bobby told us in Talladega Nights when he said, if you're not first, then you're last. What's that? If you ain't first, then you're last. Got to get the vernacular correct. For the reality is, in the world in which we live, being number one counts for everything. Being last counts for very little. And it's true because that's the way our world works. If you think about something, if you're a football fan, for instance, you might be able to very easily tell me who won the last five Super Bowls, but you might be hard-pressed to tell me who lost the last five. Because we love a winner. We love the ones who finish on top. And so when Jesus sits down with the disciples and begins to discuss with them this whole new dynamic about being last to be first, the disciples are a little bewildered. They don't get it. It doesn't make any sense. It didn't make sense to them in their society. It doesn't make sense to us in ours. Because if you want to be successful, you have to go and take what you can. If you want to climb that ladder, you got to see what you can get out of life. And Jesus says, no, it's not about what you get. It's about what you give. For us, as Christians, the understanding of our purpose and place in this world is about what we have to give, what we have to give thanks about, what we have to give back to the world for the blessings we have, how we can help the world in need. It is about us doing the work that God has called us to do each and every day of our lives. We live in a world where we think about what it is that we can get, what it is that we can take, what it is that we can acquire, how we can build ourselves up to that place where we can stand on that pinnacle of life, being number one. Jesus says to be number one, you need to be at the bottom of the heap. That your life needs to be about what you can do to help others. What you can do to serve the world in which you live. What you can do to be an assistant to the world around you. Jose Andreas, one of the most successful chefs in the country, began to understand that his life wasn't about acquisition, but his life was about serving, about giving, about caring, and about loving. Jesus was trying to get the disciples to understand that their lives needed to be shaped in the very same way. Need to understand that it's not about what you get. Understand it's about what you give. So as soon as we begin to understand our lives as that gift that God has blessed us with, as soon as we begin to see our role in this world as servants to be able to live out our lives as Christ in this place, then we understand a little bit more about what Jesus has called us to do. To be Christ here in this place. To live out God's love each and every day. To be able to serve the world in need through what we say and through what we do. And most of all, when we approach any situation, not first think about what we can get out of it, but first we begin to think about what we can give to it. For when we focus our lives and understand it is about what we give, then we begin to understand our role as Christ here in this place, living out our lives as blessings, for we certainly have been blessed. Amen.